Jim here from Winsky Brothers with the top reasons you should be using our services.
Energy savings.
That's right. There's a 95% savings from recycling aluminum versus mining and a 60% savings recycling steel.
Hauling and waste removal.
Winsky's offers industrial hauling and waste removal and provides roll-off service.
Customer service.
At Winsky Brothers, our customer service is outstanding. We'll have you on your way in no time.
More money in your pocket.
Every dollar counts these days, so come see us at Winsky Brothers, 751 West Washington Street in Frankfurt. Check us out at WinskyBrothers.com or on Facebook.
This holiday season, join us for a magical night you won't forget with Macaulay Culkin live on stage following a screening of the Christmas classic, Home Alone.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
Macaulay Culkin will share stories from his career and answer your questions in person at the Marat Theater at Old National Center December 5th. A limited number of VIP tickets include a post-show photo op. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen.
We know to contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before every dig. But did you know spraying a white line around your digging area means utility flags will be placed only in that area? Fewer flags in the yard, easier mowing. Everybody wins.
Except for my kid.
I don't want to mow the yard.
Contact Indiana 811 and white line before every project. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by this station.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all of north central Indiana. Today we'll have patchy fog and clouds with a high near 56. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high near 61. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Back now on Inside the Huddle, Sam Wirt, Kyle Etherington, and we got one of the OG Inside the Huddle members. Jamie Blacker is on the line with us. Jamie, how you doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing pretty well. Well, I wanted to kind of do a couple of things with the last half of the show. First of all, I wanted to recap some of the girls' basketball games going on this past week, and I also wanted to highlight the regional playoff games for football. Obviously, none of our teams are still in it, but there was some pretty nice matchups last night. Were you paying attention to any of those matchups?
Yeah, I was watching the Lafayette Central Catholic game last night. That looked like that was a really good game against Andrean. Andrean came back to win that after Catholic kicked a late field goal. And then Sheridan, they just weren't quite in it last night at South Putnam. I think South Putnam showed that they're kind of off the radar, and a really good football team has kind of been overshadowed by Indianapolis Lutheran the last couple of years, but they're going to make waves in 1A South.
And the north side of that, North Judson ended Taylor's kind of Cinderella run 70-6 last night. I think everyone knew going into that game and going into the tournament that North Judson was going to be the team to beat in the north side. Most people were expecting it to either be Carroll or Pioneer coming out of that sectional and facing North Judson. But Taylor, I can't say enough about the Taylor Titans. I mean, this year in the conference play, they struggled against some teams, but then they were able to knock off a team like Sheridan, and then we come into sectional play, and they're just rattling off win after win, and the game they played a week ago against Pioneer, I was really impressed with.
Yeah, you got to give the hats off to Taylor. You know, it's a team sport, and sometimes teams just get better over the years. I know when they came to Clinton Prairie there mid-season, the Gophers put it on them, and then they kind of turned it on. I think they had some key injuries. They got tons and tons of athletes. But when you don't play well as a team together, you know, that can hurt you. But obviously down the stretch, you know, for them to put some wins together like they did, you know, hats off to Taylor, because that program's really struggled for years. The great George Gilbert, you know, former Clinton Central coach, was there a few years ago, and put his touch on it and couldn't quite get him over the hump. But, man, they showed out well at the end. My biggest surprise, you know, the season was wait, Carroll finished up. I really felt like they were going to get to the point where they would play, you know, North Judson here for a regional, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, Kyle and I were broadcasting that game, and the speed from the Pioneer team, both their quarterback and their starting running back, I think it's just something that Carroll hadn't seen. And talking to Coach Betzner after that game, the team prepared well, and they were right there. They were in the right spots pretty much the entire game. I just don't know that the guys were ready for the type of speed that quarterback Micah Rams for Pioneer had, because he was just able to Houdini out of some tackles, and it seemed like he was going to be wrapped up for a five-yard gain, and all of a sudden he was 20 yards downfield with nobody in front of him.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate for Carroll it ended up that way, but on a side note here, I think they'll be back. You know, they're losing their three-year starting quarterback, but they've got a lot of athletes there at Carroll, and I was over there last winter, and I've said it before, they put their time in the weight room, and it's a big advantage for them, and I think they'll do that again. Those kids play hard for Coach Betzner. He definitely has their respect, so they won't be down and out. They'll be back, I guarantee it.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk some girls basketball. We saw Jamie at the Clinton Prairie game against Southmont on Thursday, and Jamie was getting a little upset at Kyle for jinxing some free throws throughout that game, and thankfully Clinton Prairie was able to pull out that game. What did you think from – we talked to head coach Morris, but what did you see from that in that game? Southmont take the lead early, up by 11, and then Clinton Prairie able to fight their way back into it and end up winning by 10.
Yeah, if that game was a year ago, I think Clinton Prairie might have folded and just let, you know, Southmont run away with it. But I think Coach Morris has got them, you know, dialed in a little better. They didn't fold. They played through it. There was a lot of mistakes off that press once they started figuring it out, you know, started getting the ball up the sidelines and down. They were getting some nice layups off of it. But I think their defense in the second quarter, late in the second quarter, got them back into it before halftime. And then in the third quarter, I heard your interview with Coach Morris there earlier, but I thought Natalie King was kind of key in that. She's not one of their offensive threats, but, boy, she played a lot of good defense, a lot of disruptive basketball that got them back in it. And then the two freshman girls, late in the fourth quarter, you wouldn't know they were freshmen, especially Avery Lennon. She did a nice job, you know, finishing out, making some three-point plays, you know, the old-fashioned way, the and-ones, and propelled the Gophers. I think Coach Morris, you know, he's going to surprise some teams this year. I don't think they're going to be the top team in the area by no means, but I think they're improving and coming back.
And, Jamie, one thing when we were getting ready with our notes and we were kind of preparing for the show today, Sam said, well, Jamie's going to call in. I said, is he still angry about those free throws? The love of Pete. But
well, you gave the commentator jinx. I mean, it's like a field goal. He's not missed a field goal in 99 tries, and the other time he misses it. You know, I mean, it's always the commentator jinx, and you were spot on the other night.
Hey, and I got to tell you, though, you weren't the only one to give me problems with it. The public address announcer turned around. I even think some of the Southmont fans after the game were like, hey, man, thanks for those free throws. We appreciate it. But you were talking about defense a little bit, and you of course, been in various different levels of coaching. Talk about getting kids ready for high school when you're coaching them in middle school, especially, it's difficult to simulate the speed of the game, but kind of talk about how you get those kids ready for high school, especially with that oftentimes forgotten game of defense.
Yeah, defense is very important, and I think a lot of youth coaches, you know, never really touch on that. And you got to start maybe in elementary school when they start in, you know, playing in that developmental league. You got to talk about coming off your man and stopping the drive, and you got to talk about how you hedge screens, and you got to talk about the ball's on one side of the floor and you're guarding clear outside on the three-point line on the other, and in fifth grade how you're not really helping your team. And if you can work that into kids then and they can pick it up, I think it really propels them at you know, the varsity level. I heard your interview with Coach Morris and talking about the youth program. I think it's very important for these schools in this area to be playing in that, not just because it's at Clinton Prairie. I think it's just, if you go back for the last, I think it's been going on since 2008, all the varsity teams in this area that's been competitive, most of those teams played in that Clinton Prairie Developmental League, or at least they came over here and played in the Lafayette League on Saturday. And if you're not doing anything in the fall, I think you're just doing an injustice to your program, and it's going to show at the varsity level.
And one thing, especially talking about area teams, the girls basketball sectional has just got local area teams. We were remarking on the air, it seemed like the old Frankfort sectional, where you've got teams like Prairie, Central, Rossville, and Carroll in the same sectional. Me personally, and I'm going to throw it back over to you to see what you think, but me personally, I think that is going to be one heck of a sectional to watch and to attend, just because you've got those built-in rivalries the way it used to be. You're not driving an hour and a half to your sectional location. I think it's going to be really great this year.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with that, Kyle, because it's going to just bring a lot more excitement back into it. I remember years ago, you know, Clinton Central was struggling as a program, and you know where I live, clear out on the very southwest corner of the county, and it's a Tuesday night, and the snow's blowing, and they're driving to Fountain Central to a sectional. You know, there might be 15 or 20 fans there, you know, and it's just disappointing to see that. So to get that come back and have the rivalry, you know, back that used to be when it was one class, I think is very important. But touching on the level of play in our area, I think girls basketball is just so much better than it used to be. Now, we watched that game the other night at Clinton Prairie, and there were some fundamental issues out there, but I think they'll work through that as the season. And going back to the youth level, I think the youth coaches, it's not so much more about wins and losses as you could help your varsity and help those girls down the road, is teaching them to dribble with their left hand and teach them how to shoot a free throw and make a left-hand layup. And all those fundamental things, I think, is what's really important at youth basketball.
Well, I wanted to kind of recap the girls' basketball scores, so I'm just going to run through some of these, and we can talk about them as we go through. Back on November 11th, Sheridan beat Carroll 44-24. On November 12th, Elwood over Frankfort 53-18. Fountain Central beat Clinton Central 32-26. And I do want to talk about Fountain Central for a little bit, because today, after they play Rossville, they'll have played each of the county teams and a couple of Lafayette area teams. They won against West Lafayette 31-20. They lost to Clinton Prairie 30-28. Beat Frankfort 51-14, beat Clinton Central 32-26, and then lost to Lafayette Jeff 46-38. So they've kind of played a little bit of everything, and it's kind of telling how different teams have played against Fountain Central. And I think Clinton Central will say they should have played a lot better in that game and should have won, but Fountain Central was able to get it done. What do you take from Fountain Central kind of playing all of these county schools?
Well, that's why you play the game every night, right? Because, I mean, it's high school sports, and you just never know who's going to show up. And, you know, go back, that Clinton Central score is a little bit surprising to me. I figured maybe Central had somebody sick or something like that. But, you know, that's very telling of the level of play in this area. And let's go to West Lafayette. They've been very competitive in girls basketball for forever. And, you know, there's times that Clinton Prairie has been really good, and we went over there and just got trounced. And there's times that we know we beat them pretty good. But, you know, Lafayette Jeff's another program that's really elevated their program. They were kind of down the dumps for a lot of years, but they've been working at it. I know their junior high program right now is very, very strong. And then you got to throw McCutcheon in there in the Lafayette area. They're one of the elite teams in the area just by with their sophomore, and the girls' name is I can't think of it right at the moment. But, you know, girls' basketball, my point is, very, very strong. And then, of course, Lafayette Central Catholic, very strong in Tippecanoe County. And, of course, Harrison. Clinton Prairie, Clinton Central, Rossville, we're right there with them. Frankfort, I think you're a year away. I mean, the hot dogs just wait. You've got some players coming. Kyle will tell you there's some really good basketball players in the hot dog era at junior high right now. And if you haven't been to a girls' basketball game in a while, I urge you to go watch it.
Yeah, absolutely. Running back through some more of these. Wednesday, Carroll beat Taylor 73-41. And then on Thursday, Clinton Prairie over Southmont 53-43. Last night, Clinton Central over Frankfort 58-28. And then quite a few teams in action today. Clinton Central at Providence Cristo Rey, Delphi at Twin Lakes, Clinton Prairie at Benton Central, Rossville, we just talked about, is going to be playing against Fountain Central, and then Lebanon against McCutcheon. And we'll get down to see some Lebanon games this year. If you want to see our Hoosierland TV Game of the Week schedule. You can find it at any of our sponsor locations. So all the sponsors that we've talked about all year, we're going to have our schedule up at all of those locations. But for this week, it's going to be Carroll at Clinton Central. And we can talk about that game a little bit, but we're going to take a quick break first. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Winsky Brothers.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winsky Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winsky Brothers, inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Hey, sports fans, you can catch all the thrilling action of local high school sports live on Hoosierland TV. Join Sam Wart and Kyle Etherington as they bring you play-by-play coverage of your favorite teams and athletes. From tip-offs to buzzer-beating shots, takedowns to pins, you won't miss a single moment of high school sports at its best. Stream every game, every play, and every highlight from the comfort of your own home or on the go. Support your local high school and feel the energy as if you're right in the stands. Don't miss out. You can be a season ticket holder by tuning in to Hoosierland TV and cheer on your team with Sam and Kyle Live. Join Sam and Kyle Friday, November 22nd, as the Lady Bulldogs of Clinton Central take on the Lady Cougars of Carroll at Clinton Central in varsity basketball action. The guys will take to the airwaves at 7:15 for the pregame warm-up with tip-off at 7:30 on HoosierlandTV.com. Play-by-play on Hoosierland TV brought to you in part by The Farmers Bank, Eagle Lodge 976, Welty Custom Exteriors, Rissy Realty, Jerry's Body Shop, Wampler Services Incorporated, Norman & Miller Eye Care, Encompass Credit Union, Frankfort Moose Lodge No. 7, Winsky Brothers Incorporated, Barrett Farms Express, Fire Pizza, and Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Back once again for the final quarter of Inside the Huddle. We've got just a few more minutes left. We went a little bit long with both of our coaches today. We wanted to kind of get as much out of them as we could. So I wanted to thank both of them, Cale Morris and Don Helmlich, for coming on the show today. And we still have Jamie Blacker on the line to talk some more girls basketball. Carroll at Clinton Central, our game of the week this week coming up on next Friday. What do you see when you look at that game, Jamie?
Well, Carroll's a very intriguing program because they can score a lot of points. And when the ball's falling in for them real well, you know, they can put a lot of points on the scoreboard, you know, and listen to Coach Helmick earlier, man, who can't play for that guy? I mean, he could get me fired up to run through a brick wall just by the way he talks, and I think he gets a lot of respect out of his girls. And you're in-depth, you know, just talking about grades and all that kind of stuff with the coach. You know, very impressive. It could be a very interesting matchup. Carly Davison's one of the best basketball players in the area. That's no doubt about that. When she gets going, she's really hard to stop. But I look at both them programs in the top of the Hoosier Heartland Division. Another one I see up there will be Sheridan. Sheridan's got that Westfield effect going on right now. They're just keeping to get a little bit few more players, you know, moving into the school district, and they've really risen their level of play. And then you got Rossville and Clinton Prairie coming behind that. I think, Kyle, don't you think this whole Hoosier Heartland Division is just going to be really good this year?
Well, I think it's going to be awfully impressive. Jalen Bradshaw from Sheridan, I've been watching that young lady play since she was 10, 11 years old, playing AAU with another player that my dad and I coached in middle school, Taylor Deckenkolb, who went on to have a great career at Taylor University. And Jalen Delph is just I'm going to call her Jalen Delph just because that's the name I'm used to. But they just play very tenacious defense. You talked earlier about Carroll, their type of defense. And granted, they lost a lot of people to graduation, but they've got a very talented freshman class coming in, and they've got some pretty wily veterans. So And then you've got the Hornets. You've got Abby Elliott, who went off from three-point land the other night against Delphi. She's a rising sophomore. And then you've got Ava Burkle. She's already getting interest from Division III college basketball programs. And Sam and I have been talking off air. I don't think there has been a better time to be a women's basketball fan than right now in the state of Indiana. And, you know, you can attribute that to so many different things. The youth program, the kids showing interest in it. And then, of course, you go down to Indianapolis, like my wife and I have done for years, seeing Fever games, and you've got Caitlin Clark right there. You've got wonderful history with people like Jane Schott, who used to be Jane Calhoun for the Tipton Blue Devils. She's now working for the IHSAA. She was a longtime coach at West Lafayette. So to me, I don't think there's a better time to be a women's basketball fan in the state of Indiana than right now, because there's a lot to be excited about, both the history and the present. And, oh, by the way, Stephanie White is coming back to coach the Indiana Fever, former Purdue alum. Got to get that one out for my mother-in-law, because she'd get me. She'd be very upset if I didn't mention Purdue.
And Sager. She's from a small school.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I think you're spot on that, Kyle. It's definitely a really good time for girls basketball. I think it's been good for quite a while. It's been kind of up and down, but just in this area alone, I think just the play has just risen, you know, to a level that very, very competitive. Just like Clint Prairie Southmont game the other night, you know, it's a very competitive basketball game. It was fun to watch, and I think you'll see a lot of those games when you go and attend most nights at local area gyms.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with both of you. I think definitely the youth program has been huge, especially we talked about the youth program at Clinton Prairie going up to Lafayette too. that's been a big part of it, is getting kids involved early, and then they can continue to grow their skills, because that's probably the most important part, is continuing to grow your skills across years and years, building that foundation early on, and then it just continues to grow.
And one thing I'd also like to add on to that McCutcheon squad, definitely pay attention, because they've got several different players that are getting offers from D2, and their big stud, her name escapes me currently, but she
Graves.
Wasn't...
Something Graves. I can't remember her first name.
Yeah, but she got a...
She'll be a D1, for sure.
Oh, yeah, she got an offer from Indiana University most recently. I saw that a couple of weeks ago, so... It's an exciting time for women's basketball.
Well, speaking of Division One, a couple of Rossville players, not basketball players, but a wrestler and a softball player are going to Division One, and Noah Weaver is committed to Purdue. We knew that he was probably going to go to Purdue, but he officially signed with Purdue this week, and then Avery Layton as well signing with Virginia Tech.
I always try to avoid any type of bias whatsoever, but I'm going to show my bias on this one. First of all, Avery Layton, just a absolutely phenomenal career at Rossville softball. The stories are just legendary. But the one thing that I don't think a lot of people really realize is just her dedication to her overall improvement. I have seen this young lady come in by herself with her mom on Saturdays to lift weights. Outward look from Avery is she's very reserved, very quiet. But within there is a fire and a passion for sports that I don't think a lot of people get to see, because she puts in the work. She works extremely hard in the weight room and just being a good teammate as well. So Virginia Tech got a good one, got a keeper on that. And then with Mr. Weaver, it was an absolute thrill just to see him go down to the state and compete as well as he did. And keep in mind, this is a kid who admits that he is as clumsy as the next person. He could quote every Rocky movie word for word, verbatim, and he's a big Beatles fan. And when he talks about his inner faith and his relationship with his dad, it is all real. And I can vividly remember him coming over to the sidelines when we were going to introduce him one evening for a boys basketball game at Rossville. And I told him, I said, I want you to remember, nobody would react this way if you weren't such a good person. And I think that's something that the Rossville community can be especially proud of, both with Mr. Weaver and with Ms. Layton, because two phenomenal student athletes and very good representatives of the Rossville community at large. Jamie, I'm going to throw it to you. What are your dealings with kids committing and everything like that? Because to me, I don't think there's any better way that we can honor kids for all of the hard work that they put in the off season with these special signing ceremonies. I think it's just great. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's very, very, very cool. These kids deserve it. The ones that are signing, you know, they've done a little extra than everybody else. So, you know, that's just a really cool way to honor them and make sure everybody, you know, gets to see all that little extra they did to get to where they need to be. And that's just a fun time. Now, Kyle, you'll be in trouble next week if we don't mention one other person on girls basketball that was kind of laid the forefront for Clinton County basketball, and that's the varsity coach there at the Hornets, Jennifer Jacoby. I mean, wow, you know, she was good in girls basketball long before anybody even was paying attention, and man, what a career she had.
Most children get stories of Mother Goose. Most children get stories of Bluey. I got stories of Jennifer Jacoby for the great Rossville Hornets. And when Purdue basketball in the mid-90s was going to the Final Four and women's, and when the men were going absolutely as crazy as they are still, it was a wonderful time to be a fan of basketball, but it was a very difficult time to have a father who was an IU fan who was also a big Purdue women's basketball fan, because just an absolutely amazing talent that as a 10-year-old I got to hear stories about, and we would travel all over the state to watch her play. And getting to coach in her system last year as the 8th grade coach, that was a true thrill that my father, I know he's looking down on me thinking, good job. That was something you couldn't have passed up.
Well,
hey, Sam, I got to go here. I've got to get pulled in my spot, or I'm not going to get in here today.
There you go. Well, thank you, Jamie, for calling in and talking some Clinton County sports.
Hey, it was fun. I'll be back to see you guys shortly.
All right. Sounds good. Jamie Blacker, a longtime Inside the Huddle host. He'll be back on throughout the year along with Don Stock. Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam Wirtz, and thanks for joining us for another edition of Inside the Huddle. I want to remind you, you can re-listen to Inside the Huddle if you missed anything or just want to hear it again. You can re-listen on Sunday evenings at 7. But after Thanksgiving, we'll have some Christmas music during that time. So we're going to move the replay of Inside the Huddle up to 5 o'clock on Sundays starting after Thanksgiving. I want to remind you, Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Winsky Brothers. Thank you for their sponsorship. We'll see you next week on Inside the Huddle as we get ready for the start of boys basketball season here in Clinton County. Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam Wirtz, saying so long, everybody.